Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes, and welcome to another edition of AMC Press. Yes, to start, we bring you a clipping from our answering machines, which should be said, wanted. Dawn 1 seeks intimacy with Fluffy 1. Any or not home, they're in two shut out back. No, seriously, that's all I said. Don't believe me, call our number. You'd be surprised what we get.
Yes.
And our information can be found at itsmyrl.com/AMCPress and shop for us on Zazzle. We have one thing on, which is a canvas that has the words Keep Calm and AMC Press. Oh, love AMC Press. And you can find that on amcpress.com/AMCPress.com pop-up shop. Our Twitter handles are AMC Press 31 AMC Press News. So this is the Valentine's Day episode.
Sort of,
I guess sort of, right?
Right,
yeah.
Sort of.
Sort of, maybe.
Here we go.
Well, kind of. We're new.
We start off
kind of follows.
With, we start off with Naughty Bears from the UK. Or naughty bears meaning gay guys, or naughty bears meaning naughty fluffy ones. And it's naughty fluffy ones. Anyway. Yeah. What looks like the brainchild of Wendy Adams, who invented the product, said it was inspired on a cold night when she was hugging a teddy bear under some blankets. Well, this teddy bear is more like it's a product with a stuffed bear and a vibrating nose and tongue. Not to be confused with a vibrator, which
a vibrator?
Yes, vibrator. A vibrator. Which is something that you handle.
which will make the lady go, oh my.
Oh God, no.
Yes,
I know you don't get any, or any younger. But yeah, the bear that loves backed, especially the hottest Valentine's Day gift, and it's a cute stuffed teddy bear with a vibrating nose and tongue. Well, this is an unconventional sex toy that vibrates in ten different speeds by Wendy, which is the brainchild of Wendy Adams. She said that it was inspired by a cold New England night when she was hugging her teddy bear under some blankets while watching TV.
Hey, teach his own. That's cool. Yeah. Hey, everyone's entitled to... Some people may actually like that sort of thing.
Right.
Which, I don't know.
Hello, Jen. I mean, some people may like that sort of thing, and some may not. Yet, the funnier part about it is that it's a teddy bear. It's not a caveman. It's not Adam nor Eve. It's not the apple they got tricked by. It's not even God. That'd be funny if God did it. Yes, you may have the teddy bear. Is this a trick? No? We'll give me the squishy one. You know. But yet, the nose thing is very erotic, but then she says, my husband came downstairs and saw me playing with a teddy, and we started playing around with a teddy together, laughing and giggling, and the rest is pure talking history. Wendy and her husband got an engineering company to design the electronic circuitry bear for the nose, and she personally tried to try out the prototype and was pleased with the result. And she said the motor worked really, really well. I can only imagine what hinting that might have been.
Yeah. Oh my.
But, ladies.
Oh my, much.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, everyone has their own taste and stuff. So.
Here's a hint. I had 3 orgasms for the first time I tried out the product. 3? Says the guy next to me, I had 12. Yet, the doll is being marketed towards women, but the teddy love apparently has its chops for males as well. Could I only imagine? I don't want to even imagine what they could get up to.
I guess it's more adults playing. I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and if you call your husband a bear, then, and you have a teddy bear, well, just make sure it doesn't vibrate first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
But the good product, the good thing about this product is it's available on tennylove.net, but for $100, when it's only $74 before Valentine's Day.
Check.
So, I mean, it doesn't get any better than a teddy bear that looks like a groundhog.
Wow.
The teddy bear that looks like a groundhog. So we can combine the thing and say, round teddy? Anyone?
Let me guess. 6 more weeks of, oh my.
Or 6 more weeks of, oh no, you didn't.
Holy shit.
all six more weeks of let me count your quarters and then put them against your, you know. I mean, in New England, do they really get any?
I don't know.
It's a small coast. I know it's a small coastal town, but you know, and they wear thermal underwear and they get up to hunting for lobsters in the forest. But,
Yeah,
lobsters. I can hear. I'm here. You know, and then
it's like,
all
what?
Of a sudden,
it's like, so what do you expect from your
except I don't speak, and I turn red.
Mm-hmm.
Red hair turn red.
Kind of like playing with a second head. But, you know, but then we can also say mollusks, which are mussels, different from mussels, but slightly smaller, which, you know, you could have a mussel proposing to a lobster, and the lobster will be like, no, I'm fine. But, and then slowly crawl away as if it had nothing to do with anything. But yeah, going back to teddy bears, it's quite interesting because, you know, in America, you have the Vermont teddy bear, which is an extraordinarily large bear, but then you have everything else that's on the market.
Then you have
you have Build-A-Bears, but you can build anything in the bears.
Yeah.
You know. Right. I mean, I wish to God they had the honest,
The Nazi bear,
yeah. But also the vibrating bear, which is what this is, but in a different location. Not the nose.
Yeah, no.
Definitely towards the down where the legs are reaching.
Right.
So that you could really get simulation out of it. Or fellatio. Or whatever you're into, kind of thing.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you can't have sex with it. That's the only thing. Because then you'd have a lot of fur.
Yeah, that tends to become a...
I mean, what do you think, Jen? What's your take on it?
I mean, to be honest, the whole teddy bear thing, I mean, it's kind of crazy how people take stuffed animals and just think they're sex toys. It's sick.
It's not sick. I mean, it's sick in a way.
Yes.
Because it's a childhood item.
Mm-hmm.
But who said that childhood can't be fun?
True. Of course,
you know?
I mean,
and aren't all adults kids at heart? Or
true.
Something of that nature? I'm just
or
going by
think.
What. Yeah, so we think.
Right.
Well, so we think until we actually get to know them, and
they have naughty My Little Pony toys. I kid you not.
They probably have naughty Paddington bears, but we don't want to go there.
No. Yeah, no.
we don't want to go there.
Well, you know,
that just makes things interesting.
Wait, so what the heck?
Because if you think about it, Paddington bear is basically the... how should I put it? The anarchy of England, and nobody wants to mess with that bear.
Yeah, very true.
There is Paddington Bear, but there's also another bear, which there's a Naughty Bear, which was actually written by, it's actually a really funny book about a bear called Winky. Was the stuffed bear of Clifford Chase, and Clifford Chase was very funny, and it's a very funny book, in which the bear comes to life and destroys the entire United States of America, goes into the Pentagon, goes into Iraq.
Whoa.
It's a very naughty bear, but also was there when communism was. It's a very darkly funny book about what if a bear... there's all these questions. There's all this question, you know. If you want a good laugh, it's a sort of a bear who is just accused and of, like I said, accused and imprisoned over 9,000 charges, including terrorism, sodomy, witchcraft, treason, and others. And so it's, there's always this one if, but with 9,676 charges, of which he knew nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Winky feels that he has nothing to lose, but when Judy, the prosecutor's assistant, sees that Winky is really innocent and reveals that any withholding evidence of deliberately, Winky regains hope, and in the end, the jury reaches a deadlock. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very funny story. I saw it when it was done by a theater company in New York City, when I was on my way over here, and I laughed my ass off. I saw it twice, I believe. I laughed my ass off because of the fact that no bear in the, you know, in the history of story, right, there's always these what ifs, you know, of the guys and stuff like that. This is a bear to be reckoned with the ages. And, taking all this stuff, you know, and putting it, there's even on MySpace, a free Winky MySpace. As if the thing is going to still be carried on. I don't think anymore, but... it gets funnier because how do you do this? You know what I mean?
Right.
As a writer, how do you convince yourself to write these things, and then you go, wait a second, it's all fiction. So
right.
I can do whatever I want.
It's like sky's the limit, so why not? That's true.
Right. Why not? And why take it? Why take it in a truthful way? There's always that one magical what if, or what if. Which is a great thing. But yeah, I guess who wants to take the next topic?
I guess I will. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hold on a moment. Gotta love being live on air and doing multitasking.
And losing everything.
Yeah, that tends to work out.
See.
Yeah. So Obama.
Yeah, I've got it up right now. Obama wants to do more disability programs. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Go ahead. I mean,
Let me see here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
let's see. If I can pull the whole thing up, let me see here. Aha. Is it the article y'all want me to read real quick?
Yeah. Or just explain.
Well, your opinion on the article.
Yeah, more opinion.
Yeah. More opinion, okay.
Yeah.
I think if Obama pushes the disability act, if he pushes the act, it will be, I mean, it'll make more sense. Because, first of all, some people that have disabilities don't have, they don't get to do the things that regular people do because of their disabilities and their, I would think, how should I put it? Basically what their disability is, it depends on what they do, and if that is not issued, then they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yes. I agree.
I mean, they're not only going to be in a lot of trouble, but a lot of people with disabilities are going to have a lot of trouble on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And taking that to the max, you know.
Yeah.
It's now coming out. There's a lot coming out to the extent of hate crimes and stuff like that. Not in America. Not here, but abroad. And
right.
If they had that here, you know, then since everybody claims that this is the greatest city on earth or place on earth, right? Because you can be free to say what the fuck you want,
right.
Or not, you know. That's why we have a thing called Amnesty International, which protects the rights of humans.
Mm-hmm.
But yet,
right.
Obama, I think, is doing all this because he realizes if he doesn't, then a lot of people will go to Congress and say, hey, you didn't keep your promise.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
Did he not, you know? You know, do you not get this?
Because, I mean, all people with disabilities have the right to do things that people can already do. It depends on what it is. I mean, there's people with disabilities that can't drive, can't walk, can't do anything.
Right.
But Obama
like right now, I can't drive. Like, right now, I can't drive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, right now I don't want to drive. But can I drive? Yes. You know, do I want to own a car? Someday. You know, am I ready to actually face a head-on collision? Am I scared of a wheel? Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think I think that this is something where we both know where. Where we get to have certain. We always get to do. There's so much that we can do, but it's up to everyone out there, though. We can help. You could do. You could actually do very well.
Mm-hmm.
and not have a stereotype. And when you get stereotyped, it isn't easy. Far from it. It's like going, oh, no, you don't matter. But when people are going, hey, what about me? What about us?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What about us?
Because people with disabilities do matter. And it's a thing of, like, give and take. They give us what we need, but they take away our ability to do what we want.
Right.
I mean, it's not rocket science, people. It's really not.
It's not rocket science, but people love to make it rocket science.
About something else.
Mm-hmm.
About taking, people love to make it rocket science. I'll give you an example. My parents love to say, oh, yeah, oh, of course you can get a job. Well, if I could get a job as a playwright working for somebody, I can't reveal who, that makes more than $90,000 in one sitting, I'll take that. You know, say, bang, here. You know, give me everything. You know, give me my standard fees, give me everything like that.
Right.
You know, because there are jobs out there that do, you know, do deal in that type of money. You know, and make a really good solid living at it. You know. And especially if you're in the union, you know, and I'm lucky enough to be in the union and consider myself a playwright. And I'm disabled? That's a lot of fun. You know, that's all cherries on top. But in terms of Obama, I think that I think, personally, that if he did more for people with disabilities and raised and broke the Social Security money instead of adding on top of it, then he would get more likes in his last year of the presidency. He'd get way more likes. You know? But I'm hoping that this is the year that they actually say, yep, we're going to reveal everything. And then increase everything else. You know what I mean?
Yep.
See what I mean?
Right.
Allison, what do you think about it?
I think that there is so much more that can be done. If this is not taken care of, you kind of have to wonder what are they going to do? Are they going to just sit around saying, there's only so much you could do before people start bitching and saying, we want more, and people deserve more. It's not a thing of going, oh, no, yeah, you don't deserve it, when clearly there's a whole
you
lot
do
of people
deserve
out
it.
There. Yeah. You can't just think, oh, it's okay.
That's true.
And my own parents would say, it's okay. It's not okay to not have a job.
There's people out there that could struggle. and go, wait, you're not right. There's so many more things out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And taking, I guess, taking a sledgehammer to an old and broken social security system would be the greatest
which
thing.
Which is sad.
Government has.
Right.
It would be the greatest thing that the government has done for disabled, because we I think, do more as a we do more as a unit than they do as individually, you know.
Right. And a lot of people don't see, wait, there's a lot more out there that can be done. But it's a thing of going, it's a thing where we go, hey, more to us. There's a lot more. It's not a thing where you go, oh, no, you can't do. How about step up and let's actually see what everyone can do.
Right.
But not be feeling lonely, feeling depressed, feeling hurt, feeling as if things don't matter when there's so many people out there in the world who don't see, who don't have certain things. Is it fair? Is it fair to judge? Is it fair to do?
No, but it happens every day. That's the thing.
Right.
And it happens so often. And it's like commonplace.
Which clearly that isn't right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it right, but you know,
it doesn't make it right. It isn't right. But do we face it? Yeah. We face it head on. Sometimes we don't want to have to face it. Sometimes we think, only if people realized how it feels. Hearing stories, hearing the stories that everyone faces.
Sure.
Maybe they would see, wait, there's something more has to be done. It's not our fault. Certainly. It's those people's fault. It's those who don't see people as disabilities, as people as people that could just go and be extremely, who just want be loved, to be accepted into this world.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't, when that doesn't happen. And people could get away with doing half the shit that they do. That's where I call bullshit. I say,
right.
Don't do that. Let them see where we are. let them see what's actually able to go on. Don't hinder. It's a way of going, wait, there's something more here.
And there's... something more... that... you know, you can do.
Yeah. And when people say can't, I go and say, no, I can. No, I can. And
hey,
I guess you're going to have to see.
Say, when people say can't, you know what I say? Just watch me.
What? Where, exactly. You know, most people think... yeah, most people think when I write anything, you know, be it a play, a essay, or whatever, that it takes me a while. In which it does. It will take anybody a while. But do I then take that stuff... like I was asked by my mom and dad tonight, you know, what's your average, you know, being a freelancer, what's your average dollar amount? And I said, well, if I'm getting paid fully, it's usually in the neighborhood of north of 14,000 lump sum.
Sorry.
But that's because of all the research and, you know, 14,000 in installments. You know, not all the entire thing. Phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, phase five, whatever. Because it's service.
Right.
However, do they take it and do they take it and say, oh yeah, that's more than people earn a year? Well, yeah, it is.
It's also research. It's also
how much time it'll take. You know, how much time do I have willing to dedicate to it? Kind of thing. That kind of thing.
Right.
It is that kind of thing.
You take it rather seriously.
Oh yeah. I mean, I take it extremely seriously. And I'm really good at it too. I'm not trying to
Right.
my own, but
right.
You know, For the things that I do and things that most writers do, we don't go and say, oh, you know, no, we go and say, what else can be done? What
You're
else
right.
can be done? We don't do anything that isn't.
You do things that go, say, oh wait, you want this, let's make it this.
Right, and I work from the ground up with most things, and that's why it costs so much for me, is that
right.
I work from the ground up. I talk, I I talk to the people, and I see what they want, and I deliver what they want.
Right.
You know, whether it's full matching editing and, you know, editing or using a dictionary to do all of that.
Right.
You know, I do all the work, so you should get...
Right.
You know.
Right.
Get, get all the money.
All right. I was going to
go, get all the money that is entitled to you. Yeah. That's really it, you know?
All right.
So, I guess now, Facebook, and Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's see what Facebook
why do
you, now.
Why does the exist?
Or why do they do the things that they do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
stalking, we all stalk people on Facebook. Yeah, okay. Old flames, acquaintances from college, people that, whose lives we just wish we had, and the social network has given us a way to indulge our creepiest voyages of impulses.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but Facebook pages can elicit envy among users, which can turn to triggers of depression.
Yep.
Obvious.
Yeah.
But the study suggests that there's a difference between using Facebook as a formal communication or snooping for somebody's profile to compare his or her accomplishments to your own. That's like saying, if Leonardo da Vinci was on Facebook and William Shakespeare was on Facebook, okay? That's like Leonardo going on to his MacBook. And he'd be surprised if he had a MacBook. And going, oh, I think I'm better than you, but I'm depressed because I'm not a writer.
Mm-hmm.
But Shakespeare would be depressed because he's not a painter. He's a painter of words, but that's not exactly a painter with color. You know?
Right.
I have an interesting theory, which is that why use Facebook to elicit depression?
Right.
Why don't you go out to a bar, pick up the town drunk,
get
him in front of a computer, and then see what happens.
Right.
That's what I'll do.
As a thing, Facebook is a joke nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
absolutely a joke. It's a joke. In every sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Kind of going, oh, yes,
know.
You're... It's like, so you're wanting to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine and dandy, but it's also going, is it really necessary?
Mm-hmm. Right. Is it really necessary? For some people it is.
Yeah.
Some people it isn't. But for a lot of people, it's not worth it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess even the fact that what's funny about it is that it's giving way to online dating, you know, which I kind of hate because you can get abused online, you know?
Right.
You know, there was a study, at least in this, saying if Facebook is used to see how well an acquaintance is doing financially or how happy an old friend is in a relationship, envy among users, which can feel to lead to feelings of depression. Duffy and a former doctoral student, Edison Pandock, surveyed more than 700 Facebook users to find out how they use the site and what kind of emotions Facebook evoked for them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I get, I don't know about you guys, but what I get really annoyed is what's on your mind?
It's like,
what's happening in your life? You know, in the status boxes. What's on your mind? Tell us what's up.
Well, to be honest with me, I've had my share of depression on Facebook and all, you know, all this crazy stuff. And I was like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to delete my pages. I'm done. I just got sick of it.
Sorry. It's like quit cigarettes.
Cigarettes are hot.
Everyone would do
kick over to Facebook. But they also suggest that binge watching Netflix is correlated with depression. What?
I'm going binge watching Netflix. That's very touch. There's times where watching Netflix is actually could be relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Netflix is more relaxing than being on Facebook all day.
I know. I mean, like, Netflix, at least you can pop a movie in and not worry about anything and be like, yeah, I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Versus Facebook, where you see everybody else's shit.
Oh, and you go. And you go, why do you care?
Like, they go, why do you have such a better life than me?
And then people go,
bullshit.
Why should you? It's called, then why are you doing what you're saying? Why are you saying what you're saying? It's called, you're saying shit just to say it, not caring.
Yeah, I'm not going to get in that.
I mean,
it's almost like keep your mouth shut.
Right. And keeping your mouth shut seems like a good option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially when somebody says, what's on your mind?
It's called, does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
It's called, do you really, really want to know what I'm having, what I feel at this moment?
Mm-hmm.
Probably no.
It's just gotten to the point where it's just depressing and just sad.
What?
Facebook went from a happy place to be to play games, and then it goes to shit.
Oh, of course. It looks like It looks really, really bad in so, so many ways.
Right.
You know, Facebook, when Facebook's down, it's news.
Yeah, it's like, uh-oh, Facebook's down. Let's go crazy.
And in tonight's news, we have Facebook's down. Oh, my God!
I can't poke Red Hood. Oh, where is this girl coming
to? Right. I've blocked my pokes.
What?
It's called... I can't actually humanly interact.
I can't complain about what how I'm feeling. Let's all go to Twitter and tell the world.
It's called...
No,
it's called I Don't Give a Fuck.
That's
what it is.
Right,
exactly.
Or it's called I'm Just Going to Be Happy and Not Care.
Exactly. I mean, the most I use my Facebook for, and I'm going to tell you right now, is very personal family and friends. And people that I know personally or I've met. You know, to use to keep up. If you
right.
don't have my Facebook, you don't have my Facebook, and you know my real name, then you're in trouble.
Right.
Because I've gotten those requests too, and I just ignore those requests, to take a back seat.
And go, I'm not going to talk with you.
I'm not going to talk with you. I got one. I got one request from somebody from where I lived or live, and this person I see every day, right? Annoying as hell. They just come out after the article for my current play came out, and so. And basically said, oh, yes, you know, I want to Facebook you because I want to get to know you because of the article. I don't do that shit. At all.
Yeah.
You know, at all. You know,
it's called,
I'm not.
No, it's called.
Then another one.
No.
I was going down to the subway or the underground. And somebody said, oh, can I Facebook you? And I said, dude, I don't even know you. I don't even know who you are. I'm really sorry, but that's just rude. You know?
It's called...
But, yeah.
You are trying to ask me for your information now?
Hey.
Now?
Hey.
No.
Hey, if you guys start crap with me, boom, unfriended. I don't got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is, that is a huge thing. This day and age of stuff. But where has the time gone? That's my question. Where has the time gone? Where's the time gone? I guess we will get to these. We almost got to the end of the show. But we'll get to the last one, I guess, tomorrow? Yeah.
Yeah.
All of us will.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We're all in agreement on this. We only have 5 minutes left, so I will try to speed read the credits. This episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. Sound Wizard is Johnny Dubell. Our newest cast member is Jen. Our intern, our drivers are Tom Williams and General Hudson. Our intern is Alice Cooper, and his intern is Harry Houdini, and Harry Houdini is... Houdini Simpson is a rope. A rope Simpson is G-Chat. And show is produced in streaking to microphones. And this concludes tonight's show. With that, tune in tomorrow for more satire and same satire time, same satire podcast from all of us, all of you. Good night.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.